Andrew, the recorder is on, and now the video is on. Dad probably going to take a picture anytime now.
All right.
What are we doing here?
I'm reading chapter 20 of There Is No One in the Bathroom, but Let's Murder Him Anyway.
Excellent.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah,
just tell me when to start.
Go whenever you like.
Okay. "He's not your father," screamed a new Dr. Berger, who had just arrived and arrived with a freaking gorilla. "He's a teepee." "No. He's a wigwam." "No. He's a teepee. He's too tense." Charlie couldn't resist a straight line, let alone a whole string of them. "He's one of my experiments gone wrong.
Keep going.
All right. The newest Dr. Berger continued, putting his arm around his gorilla friend's shoulders. "Don't touch him or you'll be instantly incinerated." "You're the experiment gone fucked," one of the Dr. Bergers, the one with the hatchet raised over his head, said. Margaret and Charlie were mesmerized and paralyzed and also really, really bored and hungry. "I could eat an otter," Charlie said. "Kids, the heck have you been doing?" Mrs. Berger exclaimed absentmindedly. Didn't sound absentmindedly. Taking one of the Dr. Berger's penis in her hand and started stroking it. "The heck are you doing?" Margaret exclaimed back, putting her hand over Charlie's eyes. Charlie, who couldn't see, didn't know how to talk when he couldn't see. "I can't see. I can't sing," he said finally when Margaret lifted her hands. "What did he just say?" Margaret said to herself, advertising that everything was going to crap. "Give me some destruction," screamed the Dr. Berger with the hatchet, looking for all appearances like a copy of a copy of Dr. Berger. And a bad copy. One of the plants reached out and took the hatchet from its hand. And now the serpentine lions were in the house. Everything was turning green and surreal. "Give me back my axe!" the axeless Dr. Berger cried, arm still raised over his head. "That's not yours, numbnuts! Give me some destruction," another Dr. Berger copied. That was the problem with cloning. No original thoughts. And just when you thought that the bullcrap would be piled to the ceiling, the bathroom's blinding white lights all went on at once. "Daddy never turns on all the lights for us," Margaret thought. "Charlie and I have to use a dark, dank porta potty like idiots. And now he's blasting bright lights in a real bathroom is just one more reason I hate my father and my mother. And come to think of it, everybody! Who else do I hate?" she asked herself, trying to think of who had fucked her over besides her entire family. She came up with a giraffe at the Brookfield Zoo and those fucking air traffic controllers. "Who else do I hate?" Margaret screamed in desperation as she realized that she also hated trying to figure out which of the imposters was real. Bastard dad. I'm sorry, her real bastard dad. I like my reading better. These thoughts moved through her brain like a hamster through a habit trail, like white through rice, like stink through shit. "Give me the TV remote," Margaret screamed. One of the Dr. Bergers was holding the remote control over his or its head. "Give it to me, you miserable motherfucker!" "Margaret, please," Mrs. Berger said. "Your language!" Mrs. Berger had become accustomed to the psychobabble of the notary public, and now she was being terrorized by tongue-twisting teenagers. Wow. One of the Bergers slid over near the plants and snatched back his axe. "The devil is in all of you," he screamed. "I don't know what you were worried about, but being horribly axe-murdered is going to be the least of your worries." He screamed all of this, and then he implored them with a scratch in the middle of his back. "It's fucking killing me! The hatchet doesn't reach it!" Margaret pretended she was going to scratch its back, and then she grabbed the axe. "Give me that goddamn hatchet, George Washington. I'm going to permanently chop you into donkey mess." "Goodness gracious," the periodontist screamed. "I can't get over on anyone. This is fucked up." Then he looked at Margaret and screamed, "Damn you to hell!" Margaret facilitated. "Damn me to hell? Damn you to hell!" the Kentucky Fried Contrarian countered. Then she turned to her mother. What did you say about language, you silly old twat?" Mrs. Berger couldn't believe her hearing aid. It was on, but everything was coming in fucked up. Sorry, that's a good one.
That was a really good one.
I don't remember. Princess, Don't listen to that old hag anyway, one of the Dr. Bergers said with the alacrity of Imelda Marcos. He called me princess, Margaret said to herself. I like this dad best. None of those other dads had called her shit. Does this mean that all the other Dr. Bergers are my dad? Margaret reasoned. Margaret, damn you to hell. It was getting to be embarrassing. Do-overs! Margaret was getting desperate. Everyone, let's start over. It's too late to start over, Dr. Berger, who was against starting over, said. And it's dangerous. You heard me, motherfuckers. Dangerous. Do-overs! Margaret had pressed her repeat button in desperate ploy not to deal. Which was the actual dad? Which? Oh, fuck it. Everyone's eyes were spinning in everyone's heads. It looked like a convention of Walking Dead slot machine salesmen. It was this that gave Margaret an idea. That's an old Navajo Indian code talker down the street, she said. He can figure this out. Go get him! Charlie, obedient as always, instead ran around in circles like the Yildoy he was. Hey, no one... Hey, no one ye sans me, Tickle-cho G. Margaret pointed with her eyes at the hatchets he held over her head and started screaming in Navajo. Margaret, give me the axe, insisted the Dr. Berger, who was for Margaret giving him the axe or the hatchet. Margaret, what the fuck? Charlie asked, from a lack of understanding the basic tenets of terrorism. I have an idea, Margaret responded. That's the fuck. And she grabbed the Dr. Berger, the one that was being grabbed by Margaret, and slung the hatchet into his nether regions.
That was a really good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the most fucked up. What is wrong with you?